From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
Feels like the world could end at any second all the time now, like we're the loudmouth in a horror movie, and you know it's coming, you just don't know when. Well, if you do, this isn't going to make you feel any better. This morning in Chicago, they gave the annual update on the doomsday clock. This is the clock that's supposed to tell us how close we are to the end of human life on planet Earth. It's not a fun clock. It's not like the kind of clock Flavor Flav would wear jauntily around his neck. It's a death clock. They had the yearly unveiling of the death clock today, and this is where we stand apocalypse-wise.
Today, the members of the Science and Security Board find the world to be no safer than it was last year at this time, and therefore have decided to set the doomsday clock at 100 seconds to midnight.
Oh, it's kind of good that it's still where it was last year, right? With all that's going on with COVID and inflation, democracy on the verge of collapse, a new season of Cheer. Somehow we are no closer to the end of the world than we were a year ago. Today marks 1 year since President Biden was sworn into office, and it's also the 1 year anniversary of Donald Trump skipping his inauguration like it was Don Jr.'s birthday party or something. And 1 year ago today, Donald and Melania Trump boarded Air Force One to fly home to Florida, and that was the last time they saw each other. It was also a year ago today that we gathered around our televisions to watch as a 79-year-old man made an historic statement, that statement being, mittens are in. It's a fashion statement. A lot of people are disappointed with President Biden. His approval rating reached a new low after his press conference yesterday. The press conference was a success in that he went nearly 2 hours without having to pee, but otherwise it wasn't great. Donald Trump was, of course, watching. He can't tweet anymore. He's in timeout, so he was forced to put out one of those statements he puts out. And this is the statement from Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States of America. He wrote, "How come Biden picks a reporter off a list, in all cases softball questions, and then reads the answer? I would never have been allowed to get away with that, nor would I have to." So he released this while Biden was in the middle of the press conference. He really is the world's craziest ex. I mean, basically, Biden's Pete Davidson, America is Kim Kardashian, and Trump is a chubby orange Kanye. And the idea that this, I never would have been allowed to get away with it. He got away with everything. He sharpied his own weather on a map, okay? There's nothing he didn't get away with. But now he's just another old man in Florida complaining about things he sees on TV. The bobbleheads over at Fox News had a lot of fun with Biden's press conference yesterday. Here's the comedy team of Hannity and Ingram with their in-depth and unbiased analysis of when Biden met the press.
It was a nightmare. Oh, my God. It was about the worst as I can remember from a president, frankly.
I honestly, as an American, and I don't say this with any joy, I felt embarrassed. I felt it's humiliating.
That is what made you embarrassed? That's the worst you can remember? I guess maybe you forgot about this.
What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter.
This sleazy guy right over here from ABC, he's a sleaze in my book. You're a sleaze.
You should say congratulations, great job, instead of being so horrid in the way you ask a question. You should be thanking them for what they've done, not always asking wise guy questions.
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question.
Stupid question. Stupid question.
You don't have the brains you were born with.
I'm not thinking, Mr.
That's
President.
Okay. I know you're not thinking. You never do.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Not embarrassing at all. That's being best.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.